Hello and welcome to Hogan Lovell's Newsbeat, the podcast designed to keep you up to date with what's been happening in the world of pensions over the last 2 weeks. I'm Claire Southern from the HL team, and I'll be taking you through the twists and turns of the last 14 days. I hope you're all back refreshed from the Easter break and ready to get familiar with what's been happening in pensions. In this session, we'll be looking at the pensions regulator's latest thoughts on value for money, an update on pensions dashboard, and some interesting findings on diversity on pension boards. So, first up, Brighton's latest thoughts on value for money. Value for money is becoming an increasingly hot topic, with the pensions regulator, Financial Conduct Authority, and Department of Work and Pensions having recently undertaken a consultation on a value for money framework to help trustees assess the position of their DC savers. A recent pension regulator blog delves a bit further into the topic and really puts the spotlight onto trustees. It asks trustees to look at their data, and if it suggests that the scheme offers poor value for money, or if trustees don't have the right skills and resources to explore diversified investments, they should consider a transfer to a consolidator, which of course many trustees have already done. In a similar vein, we have a press release from the pensions regulator on the impact of the regulations requiring schemes with less than 100 million in DC assets to undertake more detailed value for money assessments. The pensions regulator has taken a fairly proactive approach to compliance with these provisions and has reported that some 16% of sample schemes decided to wind up and transfer to a consolidator after undertaking the enhanced value for money test. Next up, news on Pensions Dashboard. Listeners will know that Pensions Dashboard is the ambitious project to provide individuals with access to one set of information covering all of their pension benefits. It's a great idea in theory, but in practice it requires all pension schemes to provide up-to-date information in relation to all members in the joined-up way, which is no easy feat. There's been much to-ing and fro-ing about the date that pension schemes need to get themselves connected up to the dashboard. The strict legal position is that schemes must be connected by Halloween 2026. However, the Department of Work and Pensions has now published guidance on when different schemes should be hooking up. It sets out different staging dates for different types and sizes of scheme. The guidance is clear that trustees must have regard to it when making a decision about joining, but again, the strict legal drop-dead date is 31 October 2026. As you would expect, the first wave set out in the guidance, to be done by the end of April 2025, are the supersized master trusts and large personal pension schemes, with the very small occupational schemes having a date of 30th of September 2026, and all different types and sizes falling in between. Now, it obviously makes sense for different schemes to jump on board at different times, rather than piling in on the last possible day. But I do suspect that there'll be a number who elect to hook up at 1 minute to midnight on All Souls. And last up, Brighton has done a bit of work on what diversity looks like in the pension sphere. It published the results from the 2023 Trustee Diversity and Inclusion Survey. The research found that the typical trustee, if there is such a thing, was white, male, age 45 or over, non-disabled, heterosexual, not transgendered, and either a Christian or of no religious background. However, 48% of trustees were described as diverse in relation to accent, although I'm not really sure what the reference point for diversity is in terms of accent. I assume that anyone who isn't 100% RP is chucked into the diverse bucket. On a positive note, the findings suggest that when looking at broader indicators of diversity, such as skills, life experience, professional background and education, boards did better. And it was also clear that boards, especially boards of larger schemes, felt that diversity was important, and a number of boards were actively focused on increasing diversity. Perhaps they will be launching specific initiatives in the north of England to bring more Geordie accents to the table. So a big thank you for listening to the session. I hope you've enjoyed the whip through of the last 2 weeks. If you'd like to know more about us, click on the link and check us out.